This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Rachel Lindley. The state's new budget year starts October 1st, and agency leaders will be figuring out how to work within the austere general fund budget passed by lawmakers in a special session last week. The budget provides level funding to key departments such as prisons, Medicaid, law enforcement, and mental health. Most others face cuts of at least 6%. For an overview, we hear from Thomas Spencer, a senior research associate at the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama. PARCA is a nonpartisan think tank focused on Alabama government. Spencer tells WBHM's Andrew Yeager how planned prison reform efforts may fare in light of the budget.
They're going to be able to get started on some of the prison reforms that have been proposed. We are going to be able to add to pardons and paroles, for instance, which is very important since we are going to be continuing to rely more on community corrections instead of warehousing people in prison. Our prisons are almost at 200% of capacity right now, and it's urgent that we reduce that or risk federal takeover. So this budget gets us a little in that direction.
One of the other agencies that's in transition of sorts is the Medicaid system that's being transitioned to regional care organizations that will oversee the Medicaid system. We have a sense of how that funding affects that effort.
There was enough shuffling around, delaying of other expenses where they think they're going to be able to get started on the launch of the regional care organizations, which is an important reform that they hope in the long term will save the program money. It's moving more toward a managed care arrangement, keeping people well rather than treating them when they're sick. And so I understand they're meeting in Montgomery right now, trying to look at the implications of the budget and figure out how far they can go in implementing.
So if the winners, so to speak, out of this budget are the ones that got level funding, which agencies are working with fewer dollars with this new budget?
So the state parks, as we heard throughout the session, are going to take another hit. They're having $3 million in funding that would have gone to them has been reverted to the general fund. State parks don't receive general fund money and are in fact now kind of subsidizing the general fund in a way. I understand right now that the state park administration, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, are closely examining their operations and trying to figure out how they can continue to operate, maybe raising user fees, admission fees, curtailing hours perhaps. They didn't take as big a hit as they could have. It's not going to be Armageddon, but there'll still be effects felt.
So you have the state parks, you have other agencies, Alabama Department of Environmental Management.
ADEM, once again, got cut. They receive almost nothing now from the general fund and are relying only on fees that they generate, scrap tire funds, permits. Just a couple years ago, in 2012, in a prior round of constrained budgets, ADEM raised their permit fees by 50%, and they're looking at raising their permit fees again. The worry in ADEM's mind is that they don't have enough inspectors, and if they don't have enough inspectors to meet EPA's expectations, the federal EPA could come in and take over regulation of state environment, and there are a lot of people that don't want that to happen. So
you have another potential federal takeover.
Exactly.
Well, thinking about the next legislative session, which starts in February, are we going to see the same kind of fights? Is the same discussion going to come up again with not enough money for the needs that we say we want?
I think it's hopeful that the leadership and the governor, the leadership of the legislature and the governor continue to talk about wanting to fundamentally reform the way they do budgeting in Alabama. ARCA has recommended for years that we adopt a system called performance-based budgeting in which you figure out where you are, set a goal of where you want to go, identify the strategies that will get you to where you want to go, show what kind of investments need to be made, and pursue that, measure your results, and discard things that are not getting the job done, and adopt different strategies.
So in other words, instead of having a system where we look at this pot of money and say, how are we going to divide up the money we have, actually go about saying, this is what we want to accomplish. How do we get there through a budgeting process?
Exactly. Our taxes are the lowest, state and local taxes are lowest per capita in the United States of America. So we have to run more efficiently than anybody else if we want to provide the same level of services. If we are not asking tough questions and paying a close attention to the bottom line, we're not going to get good results.
Thomas Spencer is a researcher with the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager about the general fund budget passed by state lawmakers last week.